for history's final hour. Get a copy of the book, The Secret of the Lord, your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries. Put the hardbound book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org, where you can listen to this program any time of the day or night, anywhere in the world. Like us on Facebook. It'll help us a great deal. And become a partner. Send your gift by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. The just shall live by faith and obedience.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone, who has a church there in Las Vegas, and we're going to be talking, or he's going to be talking, about the final countdown. What's he talking about? Final countdown to what? Well, the final countdown to the prophetic times that we're told about in the book of Revelation, when the Lord will come again. But certainly everything is in place, and certainly as we've gone through several sessions of this story of the final countdown, and Pastor Crone is actually giving a series of sermons in his own church. He's done it before, and he's doing it again. Now, initially it was 10 sermons. This time it's going to be 26, 28, maybe 30. Take us into all the prophetic things that are happening, and there is no way this could be happening simply by accident. Pastor Billy, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's always a pleasure to be on, and really excited again to get into the study and not only update it, was the original intent, but as I got into my notes, it's much larger. We're talking about new content. It's probably going to be, as you stated, probably triple the size. There's that much new information and much more information even in a visual content. And it's a lot more work, I tell you what, but we try really hard to not just quote articles, but we provide the information, the proof that we're living in the last days. But we try to provide our best, the actual video interviews, the clips, the whole nine yards, so you can see these news broadcasts and events around the world showing that, hey, we're not making this up. This is literally what these people are saying, and little do they realize, and most people on the planet, they're fulfilling Bible prophecy in great minute detail. And but also, I'm really excited about getting into it, especially this year, because we got a syndrome going on called, when it comes to prophetic issues, you know, the boy who cried wolf. We've already had recently, unfortunately, a guy claiming to be a Christian. I don't know his heart, whatever, but a guy, a false teacher, Harold Camping. And he's predicted twice the Lord's return, actually just recently. He's done it before in the past. Why people continue to listen to him, I have no idea. But it's unfortunate because, first of all, the Bible says nobody knows the day nor the hour, not even the Son of Man or the angels, only God the Father. And but then yet people still will predict dates. And what happens is it's the boy who cried wolf syndrome when it comes to Bible prophecy. People just like, you got it wrong again, you got it wrong again. And people, they get excited, but they get let down, they get excited, they get let down. And pretty soon, they turn a deaf ear to Bible prophecy. And I don't think it's by chance that you see the rise of these date setters, is because if I were the enemy, I would want people to suffer the boy who cried wolf syndrome right towards the end when he's getting ready to pull everything off, because they're going to then plug their ears when the real one comes down the pike. And not just with false teachers, unfortunately, like those who would set dates, but also with the big one this year is what it's looking forward to, and that's, of course, the Mayan prophecy, you know, that the world's going to end supposedly with the Mayan calendar in 2012. And this just really amazes me, Dr. Monteith, because when you, it's just a matter of doing your homework. Okay, people don't want to listen to the Bible, but they'll listen to this supposed prophecy from the Mayans. And when you look at their culture, folks, this is crazy. How did they get these prophecies? They used astrology. They used hallucinogenic drugs to induce visions just so they could speak to dead people. And yet I'm going to listen to them above the Word of God. And on and on it goes. After the break, Dr. Montes, we'll get into a little bit more detail. It's like, why would people listen to those? But again, it's setting people up to have yet another downfall, so when the real McCoy comes down the pike, they won't be ready.
Well, we're living truly in exciting times, and you'll really enjoy what Pastor Crone has to say as he simply goes through all of the prophecies that have been made. All we know is that something is going to happen. When it's going to happen, we don't know, but it's going to happen.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, Pastor Billy is simply pointing out that simply the whole idea of the Mayan prophecies, Nostradamus' prophecies, pointing to something happening this year. I mean, this is deeply rooted in the occult, and it really is. And I think that most of these prophecies we're seeing about what's going to happen in 2012 are rooted in the occult. Why are they pointing our attention to focus our attention on this year? I quite frankly don't know why. Only God knows why, but of course God can certainly use these dark and sinister spiritual forces, and I do not believe that the Lord is coming this year. I just don't believe it at all, but I think that things may happen to convince us that something sinister is going to take place. Anyway, let's go right ahead, Pastor Crone.
Well, again, Dr. Monty, that's personally what I believe, just to dovetail off your statement there, and certainly the world's not going to end this year, And I think it's going to do two things. One, first and foremost, again, it's going to be another letdown for people who got excited about prophetic issues. No, it's not from the Bible, but they still get excited about it. And again, it's just going to continue to put a sour taste in their mouth. And I don't think that's by chance because, again, we are getting very close. And yet, so many false prophecies are allowed to get in mainstream media and get people hyped up, and then here comes the crash. Okay, but I do believe that there is a possibility. It would not surprise me if people use that date in the global scene to create a global crisis that could be blamed on some prophecy or, you know, give the appearance of the end of times to once again further strip away our freedoms, you know, because it's the classic axiom. You create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. And so, hey, you wouldn't blame this on some technology they're going to use to create this crisis. It's part of the Mayan prophecy, and so it'll be the ultimate excuse to get away with something and yet continue with your global agenda. I just happen to be, I'm way ahead of myself, but this Sunday, Lord willing, I'll be talking about part two of modern technology. And this Sunday, I just finished up with the rough draft of my notes today and exposing once again the HARP technology. And clearly, taking a look at what that technology can do, folks, it's clearly documented in military records, the whole nine yards. It's out there. In fact, even History Channel picked it up. It's that common knowledge. But the HARP technology, folks, has the ability that we can manipulate the weather, we can steer hurricanes and things of that nature. And there's two other big things that they can do. They can also manufacture earthquakes with that technology because it runs off of ELF, extremely low frequency waves. You beam that back into the earth near fault line, you can start that baby shaking again. And not only that, but the ELF waves has the ability to, it resonates with the same frequency of the human brain. And so this technology also has the ability to manipulate people's emotions and their brains on a massive global scale. You could literally tune up the right frequency, and people out of the blue, they would have no clue why they were doing it. They would literally go into a state of frenzy, or you can crank it in a different direction, so to speak, and you can put them in a state of euphoria. And so with this, that, just one technology, and they have them all over the world, they documented, Lord willing, this Sunday, but they have them all over the world, but one person could push a button and create massive storms, earthquakes, hurricanes. People would go freaked out, or people would go into a state of euphoria, think something spiritually is happening. That's all with this technology. It's all fake, and that's exactly what the Bible said would happen in the last days. When it comes with the false prophet, the Antichrist, he's going to do it in the power of Satan in accordance to all kinds of false miracles, signs, and wonders. It's lies. It's all counterfeit. People don't realize we have the technology to pull this off. Your average person doesn't know that somebody could push a button right now and cause an earthquake and cause and steer a hurricane and cause horrible weather and cause a massive state of euphoria or frenzy in people. And so if these events were to happen, say, you know, around the Mayan prophecy as the ultimate excuse, then people are going to have no clue that they're being duped. And it's this kind of deceit that the Bible says is going to be in the last days. In fact, if you read in Matthew 24, when it's the classic passage where Jesus says, in the last days you're going to see a rise of earthquakes and famines and pestilence and wars and rumors of wars. But before he even gets into any of that, folks, if you read there, over and over again, he says, the first thing out of his mouth, he says, be careful. Don't let anybody deceive you. He says it several times there in that passage, and so more so, and it's repeated more so than the other signs. And so that tells you loud and clear, Jesus is saying, it's going to be a time of huge, massive deceit. And that's exactly what we see with the technology. But anyway, getting ahead of myself, that's Lord willing this Sunday. But anyway, back to Nostradamus to give you just how vague it is, folks. It's crazy. Why would anybody put any stock in what he came up with? Let me give you just one example of how vague this is. And again, when this is presented, people act like, oh, this is written in stone. This guy's got it right on. This is so incredible. Wow, how'd he do it? Here's one. The year 1999, 7 months. From the sky will come the great king of terror to resuscitate the great king of the Mongols. Before and after, Mars reigns by good luck. At 45 degrees, the sky will burn. Fire to approach the great new city. In an instant, a great scattered flame will leap up when one will want to demand proof of the Normans. Well, there you have it, folks. According to Nostradamus, he predicted 9/11. Hey, I kid you not, folks, that's what a lot of people do. They read the whole events of 9/11 off of what I just read you. Excuse me? Okay, and then they try to justify it. It doesn't even line up. They try to justify it. Say, well, 1999, that's not too far off from 2001. And the references to fire and terror, that kind of sounds like an aerial attack. And New York City, it's close to a 45-degree latitude, but it's not. It's actually like 40. And the letters, MABUS, M-A-B-U-S, can be rearranged to spell USAM B, which is some of the letters in Osama bin Laden. And then, of course, they don't say, well, who's the king of Mongols? And neither do they mention the great new city in the original French that Nostradamus was referring to is Villeneuve, which is the name of a town outside of Paris, which is near the 45 degrees latitude that he did mention. It's crazy. And despite this, folks, he is more popular than ever. Right after 9/11, his book, a climb to the top of Amazon.com sales list, it just went nuts. Okay, but again, they're so extremely vague, but again, he too, like the Mayans, got these quote-unquote supposed prophecies by practicing occult techniques. He too used astrology. He too used divination. He also claimed that a spirit helped him understand how these forces would manifest themselves. He used various forms of meditation. He focused on, by using, like, focusing on fire and water. And he also was possibly under the influence of mild hallucinogens, and the whole practice is what's called scrying. Scrying, folks, is commonly practiced by witches, okay, even to today, okay, where they concentrate on an object until visions appear that can supposedly predict the future, okay? And again, why in the world would anybody listen to that? It's completely vague, and it's not reliable, and yet you won't listen to what the Bible has to say. Now, what I'm about to share with you is just one of the signs that we cover in great massive detail, and we'll get into probably just a few of them, but please pay attention. I set that all up as a backdrop, completely vague, using occult techniques. Nobody agrees on it, and yet what I'm about to share with you is right on, dead on, 100%, and there's nothing vague about it. Okay, the Bible says in the last days, if you want to understand that we're in the last days, then you better pay attention to the Jewish people. And the reason why, because if you read the scripture, from God's viewpoint, Israel is this, and Jerusalem is the center of the earth. Okay, this is where the line of the Messiah started. This is where King David ruled from, where he got the Davidic promises, which Jesus is going to be coming back and fulfilling. This is where Jesus, the actual Messiah, where he died on the cross. This is where the end times are going to culminate at the end of the seven-year tribulation at the Battle of Armageddon outside of Jerusalem. This is, of course, where Jesus returns personally at his second coming, and this is where Jesus reigns for 1,000 years after his second coming. It's all in Jerusalem. So if you want to know how close we are to the end, it's common sense. You've got to pay attention to what's going on with Jerusalem and certainly with the Jewish people. And that's why God gave us specific events in minute detail, unlike the Mayan supposed prophecies and Nostradamus, that are completely vague, but God gave us specific events, man, nailed them to a T, that's what's going to happen to the Jewish people to show us we are living in the last days. We don't know the day nor the hour, but as the scripture uses the analogy, okay, maybe the apple hasn't popped out on the tree yet, but you know it's getting close when you start to see the buds, and they start to bloom, and things of that nature, and that's what the Bible does. You know it's getting close. And the first way we know it's getting close is the Bible says you're going to see the Jewish people all of a sudden come back to the Lamb. And Isaiah talked about that in chapter 43. He says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. I'll bring your children from the east, gather you from the west. I'll say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Now, first of all, again, I belabor the point. Notice that that's not vague. That's not like the king of the Mongols are going in, and there's going to be fire, and maybe, and huh, and what? No, it's clear. God says he's going to bring the children, speaking of Israel, from the east, gather them from the west. He's going to say to the north, give them up, and then to the south, don't hold them back. Now, here's what's amazing. Ever since the destruction of the Jewish temple in 70 AD by the Romans, the Jewish people have been scattered all over the earth. But during the last century alone, millions of Jews have returned to Israel, fulfilling this prophecy. Now, here's what's amazing, unlike the other two, okay, false prophets. The Bible not only said they come back to land, and they did, but they came in that exact order, from the east, from the west, from the north, and the south. First from the east in the early 1900s, when many of the Jews living in the Middle East moved to Israel. Then from the west during the mid-1900s, hundreds of thousands of Jews living in the west, Europe and the United States, they began going back to Israel. Then from the north, during the 1980s, Russia finally began to allow hundreds of thousands of Jews to come back to Israel. Then from the south, Israel, out of the blue, strikes this deal with the Ethiopian government, and on the weekend of May 25th, 1991, 14,500 approximately Ethiopian Jews were airlifted to Israel. And now more and more are returning back to Israel every single year over the world, first from the east, then from the west, then from the north, then from the south, exactly like the Bible said would happen. And again, I bring this up. That's complete specific. It's not vague, and it's completely specific, and we know historically that's exactly how it went down. It's not like the other things where it's like, well, maybe if the thing is a deal, and if we can, maybe, is that a plane, or is that, who's what? Maybe that town really means New York. I don't know. Folks, it's completely opposite. Why would anybody listen to the false prophecies and not listen to the scripture? We just need to get in there and investigate it ourselves.
Well, of course, the problem is that a lot of people don't want to believe the Bible. They do not want to believe that this book actually has valid prophecies and that hundreds of them have already been fulfilled. And I fully believe, as you do, that the rest of them are going to be fulfilled, and many of them within a very short period of time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
But again, they're getting ready to build that temple. But now what we see here is the Bible says that their standard of weight is going to be the shekel, okay? And so here, there's a problem, though. When Israel came back to the land, okay, their currency was not the shekel. It was still the British pound. Uh-oh, so maybe the Bible didn't get it right. Maybe they still got a better track record than Nostradamus, but you know, you got to give them a, no, give it some time. In 1980, folks, guess what happened? Okay, it just so happened that Israel, out of the blue, they changed their currency back to the shekel, and that's what they use even to this very day. It's exactly like the Bible said would happen when you're living in the last days. But that's not all. Another prophecy, the Bible says, how do you know you're getting close? You don't know the exact day nor the hour, but what are some signs that the fruit's about ready to pop off the tree? Well, Isaiah 35, he says that Israel is going to blossom as a rose in the desert. And he says the desert will blossom, this is Isaiah 35, the desert will blossom with flowers. There's going to be an abundance of flowers, singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel's pastures on the plain of Sharon. And so to understand the significance of this one, you have to first understand the history of the land of Israel. It started out being a great land. It was called the Promised Land. It was a good land. It was called a good land 16 times in the Old Testament. It was called a land flowing with milk and honey 23 times in the Old Testament. There was just something special about that land. In fact, historically, we document this in our study. It was just an incredible land, exactly like God promised it would be. I mean, you go there, and it was rich, it was prosperous, it was a very fertile land. But here's the problem. Okay, all that changed after nearly 2,000 years of foreign conquerors completely abusing the land. They left Israel over there. You can go online and probably check out some pictures, but you can go out there and folks, prior to 1948, Israel, it was a complete wasteland. It looks like somebody dropped a bomb over there and was just gutted, hardly any trees or anything. In fact, one guy, he went over there and actually counted. That's how few trees there were in the 1800s, and there were less than 1,000. Okay, which is complete wasteland. Okay. And, in fact, let me give you some quotes of just how bad it was from the abuse of 2,000 years of foreign conquerors over there in Israel, and to show you how bad it is. One guy in 1845, he went over there. His name was Alphonse Lamartine, and he wrote in a book called The Recollections from the East, and he says this about the land. He says, outside the walls of Jerusalem, we saw no living being. We heard no living voice, and we encountered that desolation and that deadly silence which we would have expected to find at the ruined gates of Pompeii. A total eternal dread spell envelopes the city, the highways, and the villages. So obviously it was not a good place to go at that time. Mark Twain, and he visited there in the 1860s, and he reported this place is a complete barren wasteland, no trees. And let me read to you some actual quotes that he described over there. He said, the further we went, the hotter the sun got, and the more rocky and bare, repulsive and dreary the landscape became. He said, it's a blistering, naked, treeless land. He spoke about the villages, and he called them ugly and cramped and squalid, uncomfortable and filthy. He said the villages are, quote, a solitude to make one dreary, unpeopled deserts, rusty mounds of barrenness. He looked towards the Judean hills, and he wrote, quote, close to us was a stream, and on its banks a great herd of curious-looking Syrian sheep, and the sheep were gratefully eating gravel. He says, I don't state this as a petrified fact. I only suppose they were eating gravel because there did not appear anything else for them to eat. And then even as recent as 1905, the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, he quoted this. He says, the Jews have come in vain. Only God can check the blight of the inrushing desert. Well, guess what? That's exactly what he did. Because remember, the Bible prophesied in Isaiah 35 in the last days, it's going to blossom as a rose in the desert. It's going to be green. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be lush once again like it used to be. Okay? Now, and that's because, and let me throw this in there. No foreign conqueror, folks, was able to make Israel bloom again. Okay, they're over there, they messed it up. But it, apparently there were some that tried to get the land to respond, to come back to life, if you will, after being abused. No matter how hard they tried, though, it just didn't work. But hey, lo and behold, when the Jewish people got back there, everything completely changed. The land went back into shape and started to respond. Right now, folks, Israel, they have this, they've been doing this massive tree replanting program. Remember, there was less than 1,000 in the 1800s? Right now, there's 1.2 billion, okay? Which some reports are saying has actually helped to increase the rainfall over there. Okay, and the former desert, Israel, is now the breadbasket of the Middle East, and they're the ones who are now exporting fruit all over the world. And they're not just exporting fruit out of the world. Exactly like the Bible says, they are now a major exporter of flowers and ornamental plants. And that's specifics, folks. That's exactly what the Bible said would happen in the last days, that the desert would blossom like flowers. And that's exactly what's happening over there, to the point where they're exporting them around the world, exactly like the Bible said would happen in the last days. Now, that's specific. That's not your bland, nebulous stuff like Nostradamus or the Mayan prophecies. And that's why we need to pay attention to what the Bible says and not those other false entities.
And we've been there, Barbara and I've been there six times. It's a beautiful land. It really is. And certainly there are lush forests and certainly flowers. Really a beautiful place to visit.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know, he's simply saying one of the most amazing things is Israel, as far as her military power, is a very small nation with a relatively small population and a small military, and yet that is a mighty military. And despite the fact that they're surrounded probably by close to somewhere 75, 100 million Muslims who hate them, why nobody wants to go to war with Israel? Because they're afraid of Israel. This little tiny nation has a powerful, powerful military. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, they would couple with that military. Another prophecy says that Jewish people would also become a center of conflict to the whole world. Okay, now this is what's really amazing. When you talk about specifics, and you talk about an abundance of proof, flip on your TV, open up your newspaper, open up your emails and listen to the news, whatever you do, you notice that, gee whiz, where is there always seeming to be conflict, and who is always making the news because of the conflict? Israel, okay, the Middle East peace crisis and all that stuff, folks, has been going on. It's amazing. And again, I belabor the point. little real estate called Israel. It's going to get the world's attention. They're going to have one of the world's most powerful militaries. What are the odds of that? Well, folks, it's happening. We see it literally every day in the news. Okay, Zechariah once again talks about this. He says, I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding peoples reeling. Judah will be besieged as well as Jerusalem. And on that day, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, where's their anti-Semitism rising again? It's on the planet. In fact, I just documented this a couple weeks ago in our study. Researchers are saying the rise of anti-Semitism, believe it or not, even after all the atrocities that Hitler did, it's getting as bad, and this is a quote, it is getting as bad as it was in the 30s, you know, just before Hitler came to power and did what he did. And it says right here, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, that means that there's going to be a rise of anti-Semitism again, and that's exactly what we see. In fact, one of the things that we share on the video is a great documentary, I believe it was in Southern California, at some universities down there. They were interviewing, I kid you not, folks, you need to check out the video yourself. This is on our new study. But they interviewed the students there, and they were asking them two questions, and I use this as background proof for, yes, we do see right now, even after the atrocities of Hitler in our generation, we're seeing a rise of anti-Semitism. And the first thing that he did was it's complete seriousness, not make-believe, you have to see it with your own eyes, is he interviewed the students and asked them, these are students in universities right now, folks, in our country, and he asked them, point blank, do you know who Adolf Hitler was? And they would say, no, I never heard of him. One guy even came back and was just kind of stumbling, going, is he an actor or something? I'm not making this up. It's like you almost get sick to your stomach. This has got to be a joke, right? No. And then he further went and gave him a hypothetical scenario. And the hypothetical scenario was, okay, I tell you what, if your life was on the line, okay, and there was a guy who was killing a bunch of Jews, okay, and he stacked them up in a pile, but there were still some that were still alive in that pile, and he pointed a gun at your head and says, get up in the bulldozer, and I want you to shove them all into the pit, even though a lot of them are still alive, okay? And he said, would you do it? And person after person after person after person said, yeah, if it came between them and their own life, they would hop in the bulldozer, and they would bury the Jewish people. Folks, I'm not making this up. This is actually happening in our lifetime. This is some of the information that we share. And again, a lot of this is in video format. It isn't just quoting a document, because typically people will say, well, they just got that from joeschmo.com or wackyconspiracyguy.org. No, this is the actual video clip. These are actually coming out of people's mouths. It's happening in our lifetime. But that's what Zechariah says. When all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, here's what's going to happen, though. I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves. In other words, you better not mess with Israel. And that's because the Bible is clear. God's not done with Israel, okay? He's still going to fulfill the Davidic promises that he talks about, and that's in the second coming of Jesus Christ and when they have their full fulfillment. But anyway, in 1948, again, the very next day when Israel became a nation, the nations around them declared war against them, and the fighting has never stopped, okay? And so that's cause for becoming a conflict, because that's what the prophecy says. They're going to become a center of conflict to the whole world. But there's also some other reasons why I believe that they're being fulfilled with this prophecy becoming a worldwide conflict. It just so happens that their location there, thanks to the usage now of oil as one of our major resources, that it makes Israel a great strategic significance to the countries in the world there. So that's going to stir up some conflict. Then, to make matters even worse, the world's three largest religions just happen to now have their headquarters in Jerusalem, so that's going to really stir up some conflict. And you put all that together, stir it up, folks, and that's why you can daily turn on the news and read in the newspapers how Israel has indeed become an international, global problem. Can I translate that for you? They become a center of world conflict, exactly like the Bible said would happen in the last days, even though it's a little bitty, tiny, 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 tiny piece of real estate on the whole planet. But before we continue, you have to understand the amazing prophetic significance of what I just went through with you, and that's just eight prophecies being fulfilled in one entity, i.e. the Jewish people.
Okay. Pastor Bailey, before we go on, I want you to get out your website so people would know how to get in touch with your ministry, and then we'll just get right back to this. But sometimes I get so involved hearing you your discourse, I forget to do what I should do, and that is tell people how to get in touch with you. How can people get in touch with you, and your ministry?
Oh, sure. Thank you, Dr. Monteith. They can check us out at our main media website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're planning on being in the Las Vegas area, you can join us live for services and studies at sunriselv.com. SunriseLV is in Las Vegas.com, Sunrise Baptist Church here in Las Vegas. Or you can just search for my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N as in Nancy, E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
Okay, you go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
But again, that's why I wanted to open up the program tonight, Dr. Monteith, with the vague prophecies of Nostradamus and the Mayan prophecy of 2012 and how they got their inspiration from drugs and the occult and spirits and dead people and again, how it's completely vague and give me a break. When you put these together that I just read, there's just eight of them, but if you were paying attention, they're extremely specific. There's nothing vague about them. You don't have to sit there and go, gee, I wonder what does he mean by the Normans and their scattered flame will leap up with the Mongols? What? Okay, that's what you get from Nostradamus. But again, we saw these are specific things. You don't have to pray and fast 15 years to figure it out. It's very plain in the text. But it's not just plain as opposed to the others. But you have to understand the odds of what I just read to you. And there's more. There's lots more. And we cover them. A lot more. Okay, but just the eight that I just read, okay, that Israel return to the Lamb, that they become a nation again, that they be brought forth in one day as a nation, that they become a united nation again, that their currency in the last days would be the shekel, that they blossom as a rose in the desert, they would have a powerful military, and they become a center of conflict to the whole world. Okay, that's specific. That's just eight. There's more, but that's just eight. Now listen to the odds of these eight prophecies coming to pass in just one entity, i.e. the Jewish people. Okay, by using the modern science of probability, we find that the chance that just one entity might have lived down to the present time and fulfilled just eight prophecies has been calculated as 1 in 10 to the 17th power. Doesn't sound like a big number unless you're hooked on mathematics. To help us comprehend what that number is, 10 to the 17th power, it can be illustrated like this. 10 to the 17th power, okay, in silver dollars would be enough silver dollars to completely cover the whole state of Texas and completely cover the whole state of Texas 2 feet deep in silver dollars. But we're still not done. Now, mark one of these silver dollars with a red X, hop up in an airplane, fly somewhere randomly over the whole state of Texas, okay, take that one silver dollar that you marked with a red X, randomly chuck it out the window, fly back on the ground, grab a guy, blindfold him, okay, say you can travel as far as you wish anywhere in the whole state of Texas in these 2 feet deep of silver dollars, and you get one pick, and you have to pick the one silver dollar that I randomly threw out over the whole state of Texas, 2 feet deep, okay, and you have to pick the right one. You only get one try. Now, what's the chance that that blindfolded guy would get the right one? Well, folks, that's the same, quote, chances the prophets would have in the Bible of having, of writing and getting eight prophecies and having them come true in any one people, okay? I'm not a rocket scientist, folks, but it's obvious there's no way the Jewish people fulfilled those eight prophecies by accident, okay? To me, it's pretty obvious. God's trying to get our attention, okay? Okay, and again, let me flip it around. Not just with Nostradamus, not just with the false teachings of those trying to predict dates and the Mayan prophecy, et cetera, et cetera. Let's flip it around, because another boy who cried wolf that always seems to make it in the media is the so-called psychics out there. And again, it's like, are you kidding me? Why would I want to listen to those guys? You talk about vague. I mean, their supposed big major prophecies are like, you live in New York City. There's millions of people. And you walk to work downtown. Okay, I'm going to predict that when you leave your house today in downtown New York City, you're going to see somebody you've never seen before. Really? Wow, that's really amazing. Okay, you talk about vague. They are the king of vagueness, okay? But let me give you some evidence of their so-called track record. Okay, of the top 25 psychics, and 72 of their predictions revealed that 92% of them were wrong. And the remaining 8% could easily be explained away by chance or general knowledge of circumstances like I just described to you. In fact, flip it around. In 1993, the psychics missed every single unexpected news story of that year, like Michael Jordan's retirement and the major flooding they had that year in the Midwest. And Just some of their false prophecies just that year alone were that Kathy Lee Gifford would replace Jay Leno as the host of The Tonight Show, and the Queen of England would become a nun. Okay? And again, I'm supposed to listen to those guys instead of the Bible, and yet you have just eight prophecies. Not one of them were vague. They're very specific. All came to pass in the Jewish people, and the mathematical odds of that are completely unbelievably staggering. And those guys have a zero track record? Folks, I'm telling you, I firmly believe that this is spiritual warfare. Put yourself in the Antichrist shoes. If you're getting that close to finally pulling this thing off that you've been working on slowly but surely, methodically, over 2,000 years, and you're just about there to get it, okay, wouldn't you want to put people, give them a sour taste in their mouth for the Bible? Wouldn't you want them to scoff at it? Wouldn't you certainly want them to never pick it up? And then, even if people were interested in last time, in days things, which people are, how about come up with a multitude of false paths for people to go down? And then not only go down, but if they're intellectually honest enough to discover the facts, they're going to be let down again and again and again and again. They're going to get disgruntled when it comes to prophetic issues, even those who originally start out being interested, and they're not going to want to have anything to do with them whatsoever. That's exactly what I would do if I was the Antichrist, because then nobody's going to be around to expose your plan. And folks, I'm telling you, the book that exposes the plan is the Bible. But again, people don't want to pick it up. But that's why we provide these studies. So you can check it out. And again, as I shared earlier in the program, folks, these are studies are chock full of video evidence. I mean, just this Sunday, Lord willing, I have 9 video clips dealing with what I'm trying to get across, and hopefully within 50 minutes. 9 video clips, okay? It's a whole lot more work, but you have to see this with your own eyes, okay? It's not just reading some, article or something, and it's not just quoting scripture as if that's bad. I would certainly do that because you need to understand that the Bible is 100% accurate. Okay? But the evidence is there, okay? It's happening before our very eyes, okay? But again, that's just 8 of them, okay? There's a whole lot more. Now, the 8th prophecy there concerning Israel becoming a conflict of the whole world is actually leading to the fulfillment of another prophecy. And this is one in the New Testament. And the Apostle Paul says this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He says, "Now, brothers, about times and dates we don't need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come upon them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape." Now, listen, you talk about specific. Paul tells us that we know we're getting close. We don't know the day or the exact hour, but we know we're getting close to the Lord's turn when all of a sudden, you see people all over the planet crying out a specific phrase, and he was specific about that specific phrase. He said it was peace and safety, okay? He didn't say peace and happiness. He didn't say joy and prosperity. He said specifically peace and safety. Now, pay attention, because there's nothing by chance in the Scripture and nothing vague. The word there for safety in the New Testament, which is written in Koine Greek, it's the Greek word asphalia, and it literally means security. Okay, as in security from enemies or security from danger. So you can literally say in that text what Paul is really saying is not so much even peace and safety, but specifically he's saying the phrase that people are going to say in the last days prior to Jesus coming all over the planet is peace and security. Now again, you combine that with Israel coming back on the scene and becoming a center of conflict for the whole world, and can anybody guess right now, if you're paying attention to the news, and we share the actual news clips on this one, what the world's leaders are crying out in regards to Israel and what we got to do over there? It's that phrase that Paul talked about 2,000 years ago. Peace and security, peace and security, peace and security. Folks, you've got to check it out. They're saying this on the news. It's absolutely mind-blowing. Paul predicted this 2,000 years ago. Let me share with you what one guy quoted about this. He said, "The very first time I heard the phrase in the news, peace and security, it was used in a public speech when the then President Bush mentioned the phrase 3 times in a speech that closely followed the 9/11 attack. He used it several more times during the rest of his administration. Then Condoleezza Rice used it. Then Dick Cheney began to use it. General Wesley Clark began to use it. Obama used the phrase 3 times in a post-election speech. And then, since then, has used the phrase repeatedly since being president. This is wild. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, she used the term peace and security 23 times in a 20-minute speech, okay? The Prime Minister of Israel used it. The UN Secretary General uses it. various world leaders from around the world. We share the actual video clip on this, folks. We share the various world leaders, not just from the Far East, but even the Middle East, literally from around the world. Everybody is saying the same phrase in regards to Israel being the center of conflict. Peace and security. Peace and security. We got to work together. We got to whoop up a treaty. We got to get this all figured out. Peace and security. Peace and security. And the Bible says when you hear people say that all over the planet, bang, sudden destruction is going to come and you will not escape. Okay, folks, we don't know the day. We don't know the hour. We're not going to be a bunch of false teachers and try to predict, okay? But the Bible is clear. When you see these things taking place, it's getting close. It's getting really close. But that's not all. The Bible also says that in the last days, a major mega sign that's going to appear on the scene is you're going to see Israel rebuilding their temple. Okay, and this is mentioned in the book of Revelation, but other places as well. But this is pretty obvious. And you see in the book of Revelation, it says this, I was given a reed like a measuring rod. It was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the worshipers there. And it goes on, and he talks about the two witnesses, and then he talks about how they're going to be overpowered and killed by the Antichrist. And so the point is, you cannot have the major mega ministry of the two witnesses and the rise of the Antichrist until you have this temple. Well, guess what, folks? The Jewish people are ready to build that temple as we speak right now. It's happening that fast. It's all around us. We're so occupied with the economy and who won the Oscars and who got drafted this year in the NFL or who's going to win the NBA playoffs that we don't realize this is how close we are.
And you hold that thought, Pastor Crow, but ladies and gentlemen, this is true. And when the temple is to be built, I don't know. But keep your eyes on Israel because this prophesies the future. Pastor Crow,
for many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically, of course, Pastor Billy has done this series before. We actually carry the 10 DVDs in the Final Countdown DVD series, and they're well done because he has all sorts of footage there, video footage to back up what he's saying. The current one that he's doing, of course, will have 26 to 30 sermons in it, and certainly it'll take more than the end of this year. But certainly we do have the one he's done before. It is excellent. It comes in part one, part two, each one with five DVDs in it, not that expensive. You're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, we have the first five talks on a CD, a set of five CDs. And one of these days we'll have to make up the other five CDs, but we have the first five CDs covering what we talked about tonight. We have the part one, five DVDs, part two, five DVDs. And then we actually have a book that Pastor Billy wrote on the Final Countdown. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Why is this important? It's important because the battle that is going on today that's being fought on a financial battlefield, the coming war with the Middle East, the nations of the Middle East, all the machinations that are taking place in America politically are all tied into this great spiritual battle we are witnessing today. We are witnessing a final conflict that is being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is truly a spiritual war. And this, of course, is our recurrent message to understand how this fits together. We suggest my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, my talks on the forbidden secret and on the dark secret. Why are they important? Because they show you the prophetic significance of what's going on today. These things are not happening by accident. They're happening by intent. And they've been planned by the dark side for thousands of years. Of course, basically, the dark side can do nothing certainly unless God allows it. And so what we're seeing being played out today is this vast spiritual war for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you'd like to get our material, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Now, one very powerful part of Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs is the ending, because each one ends with an invitation to you to have a personal relationship with our Lord, and how you can actually have that personal relationship. And let me tell you that if you do not have a relationship with our Lord, if you have any questions in your mind that the Bible is accurate, that the Bible is true, that the prophecies are true, why you need to evaluate what's going on in your own heart, because you're not going to get through the very difficult times that lie ahead without God's protection. And who knows, we may all suddenly die before this is over. But I certainly am not concerned. I know where I'm going to spend eternity. Do you know where you're going to spend eternity? And so you owe it to yourself. You certainly owe it to your family. And if your family has not made that final decision, then perhaps these DVDs, the Final Countdown, will help convince them that the biblical story is true, that Jesus Christ is who he said he was, and that we're witnessing the most amazing times in the history of mankind. What a wonderful time to live. What a wonderful time to know the Lord. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for Senator Orly Tate. She's running for Senate, and she's been bringing lawsuits against Barack Obama about his citizenship and exciting things. You'll hear that discussed tomorrow evening on this station when she'll be our guest. We ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Raise our voices. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher. But before we get into that, I want to share with you what I learned today from Orly Tate. Now, those of you who don't know Mrs. Tate, she is a dentist. She has her dental degree. She is a lawyer. She is certainly a crusader. She's running for the United States Senate, and she has apparently at the top of the list, even above Dianne Feinstein, the 20 people running, and she is certainly leading the pack. But, of course, she has been bringing a series of lawsuits against Barack Obama, challenging his citizenship. And just today, yesterday, why, of course, the federal appeals court had denied the appeals put in by Obama's lawyers, and had essentially held, for all intents and purposes, that Obama's claim that he is an American citizen is fraudulent, that, of course, his full-length birth certificate is a forgery. You're not going to hear this on regular media, but this has happened in the last 48 hours, and certainly then the federal government has refused to release any details on President Obama's Social Security card, but because it belongs to a fellow who died a long time ago, and the federal government just refuses to carry out the judge's instructions to bring forth the records. They have the records, they're just not bringing them forth. And this will be covered the next couple of days. You'll read about it at WorldNet Daily and other sources. But I want you to pray for her, because as I told her tonight, you better be very careful. Remember what happened to Breitbart. Breitbart was, of course, this gentleman who had a series of videos that tied Barack Obama into Saul Alinsky and all these radical socialists. And just the day before he was to release those videos, why this young, relatively young man up and dies? Well, I mean, the chances of that, one in a million. But then, of course, he's actually, they do an autopsy on him. They decided he died of a heart attack. And then, of course, suddenly, one of the pathologists who came up with that conclusion that this was a spontaneous heart attack Mr. Breitbart had, is suddenly poisoned with arsenic and dies. And then, of course, there's one man who actually saw a Breitbart drop to the ground, and he's disappeared just within the last 24 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about something imaginary. I'm talking about something real. Go to Prison Planet, Alex Jones' site. This whole story is up there. Or go to the Internet, and you can verify this. And the man who was with Breitbart the day he died was with him, watching him. It just disappeared the last 24 hours. The pathologist who carried out the autopsy just a few days ago has been poisoned. And what do you really think the chances are statistically that Mr. Breitbart, I think he was 57 years old, would have died spontaneously just the day before he was going to release those? We're living in a violent world. But they've killed President Kennedy, they killed his brother, they killed Martin Luther King, they killed Patton, they killed people in the Twin Towers. There's no question that the planes were simply a cover. Those were controlled demolitions. We're dealing with organized evil. Please pray for and she'll be with us tomorrow evening. You'll be our guest tomorrow evening on this segment of the program. But right now, let's get to Bob Fletcher. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Hi. How are you doing? You sound like you got a little bit of a sore throat there.
I do. Hang on. We'll be right back. Sure.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Bob Fletcher. Pick up the story, Bob.
Well, yeah, and surprisingly, when you look at it, and going over my own documentation, there was probably well over 100, as a matter of fact, even more than that, that died as it related to the investigations around the old Iran-Contra stuff. Far exceeded that 115 or whatever it was in the Kennedy assassination, because it even included a couple of airplanes that were blown up or destroyed one way or another. How the airplane crashes are great for these assassins, but we actually had a couple of airplane crashes where like 265 people died along with the two or the four people that were supposed to be killed on board, where it ended up taking out, in one case it was like 260 people that died, military that died on an aircraft that was secretly moving some of the materials of the Iran-Contra connected problem. And there was a couple hundred military that died in that one particular plane crash. And it was a matter of just stopping off some weapons that were being transferred and some bodies being moved that they weren't supposed to know about. It was that Gander air crash that I know you're...
Are you talking about Pan Am 103?
No. In Gander, Newfoundland.
Oh, I know.
It was a military plane, and it was one of these things where about 260 died on that plane. And come to find out that it was connected very directly in two or three manners to the Iran-Contra military supplies, et cetera, you know, back then. In the early stages, actually, was before anybody knew much about that. But anyhow, we didn't get way off track on that. But the point is that you're correct, and they do this all different types of extraordinary means to kill people. In the Iran-Contra situation, they had Bill Casey. People remember he was about to be brought back for his second or third inquiry testimony before the Congress on the Contra inquiry, and they were really worried about him. And all of a sudden, he had some kind of a stroke. He kind of passed out in his office, and he was put in to the hospital. And I remembered I was, of course, right in the middle of it at that time, and I was doing a radio. Well, I was doing everything. I was even on whatever. I was on radio, television, and what have you, all over the country. And someone was interviewing me right at the day that Casey all of a sudden went into the hospital. And I was on air, and I said, well, I will absolutely guarantee you that he will not get out of that hospital alive. And, of course, I was on air, and everybody said, oh, gee, why would you say that? The hospital report was that he was going to be all right. He'd just be in there for a short time. And I said, I will absolutely bet anybody any sum of money, if I was a betting person, that, in fact, he's never going to see daylight again. And, of course, they thought I was crazy. And it was only a day or so later, all of a sudden, they said, gee, things had really gotten worse with Mr. Casey, a turnaround that they didn't expect. And they were obligated to give him a frontal lobotomy.
Well, and it's so interesting. Of course, many people remember Secretary of the Navy James Forrestal was in the Bethesda Naval Hospital, and he accidentally fell out of the window there and was killed. There was the case of Joe McCarthy. I talked to the doctor who did the examination on Joe McCarthy. He went into the Bethesda Naval Hospital on Sunday. He was quite healthy, just for routine checkup. Within a week, he was dead. Actually, on the White House tapes, the tapes were recorded in the Oval Office while something was said to Richard Nixon. He was going to have something done. And they said, oh, well, why don't you go into Bethesda Hospital and they could take that care of that for you. And Richard Nixon on the tape said, Bethesda, if I went in there, I'd never come out alive. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the sort of thing that really happens in our country. Richard Nixon knew this. He certainly played the game because he wanted to live and he wanted to be the president of the United States. They destroyed him anyway, and then they brought him back again. The most amazing thing, after humiliating him, then, of course, they certainly brought him back and had him sort of die as a senior statesman. They can do whatever they want to. They control our reality. But go right ahead, Bob Fletcher.
Yeah, and it was...
Remember, because William Colby, he was the head of the CIA, and because he wanted to, he was writing a book. He was going to tell some of the truth about what had really happened with the CIA. And right in the middle of the evening meal, he was suddenly on the... cooking his dinner at this isolated cabin where he was, he suddenly jumps into a canoe in the middle of a storm, and the canoe flips over and he drowns. So basically this is what happens to key government officials. We're going to write a book and tell the truth. Go right ahead.
Right. As a matter of fact, I had just completed, part of what I was talking about when I said that I was going back over some of the list of the dead from the Iran-Contra mess. I had what I was doing is trimming up some things in my own book, and the and Bill Colby, I cover his assassination briefly in my book as well. And you're right. See, or not Casey, but Bill Colby. William Colby was actually scheduled for another session before the Senate. He was to testify again, and he had testified several times before Senate and congressional hearings during his lifetime. And every time that he would go before one of these inquiries, he was, particularly from the view of the intelligence people, he was shooting his mouth off. He was talk, and they would ask him a question, and what he was doing, which really bothered these the secret covert operatives, he was telling the truth. He was, well, maybe not all, but he was certainly telling more than they wanted. And he was scheduled once again to go before the Senate and or the Congress, actually just within a couple of weeks. And like you say, all of a sudden he disappeared there in a little cabin he had. They searched with like 100 people on the ground, a couple of helicopters in the air, and dogs. They brought in dogs, of course, and searched that whole immediate area, and could not find him. His boat, didn't find his canoe originally. But he had a little canoe, and didn't find any trace of him, including his life jacket. What they found was, like you said, his meal was actually only partially eaten. He was by himself that evening, and his dinner was only partially eaten. Everything was was at the table just as if he had gotten up and gone to the other room, and you know, or whatever. It was, there was nothing that looked like there was a fight or anything of that sort, but he was just gone. And it wasn't until 8 days later, in an area that had been gone over with a fine-tooth comb, did they find his canoe. Someone found his canoe, one of the locals, found his canoe pulled up on the beach with sand in it, and enough sand in it that would kind of keep it there so that it would eventually get found, but it was sort of like it was anchored by sand in the canoe. And they found a couple of days later his body not too far from that canoe. Now, what it really looked like, which seems extraordinary, is that not only was he, of course, in my opinion, killed, assassinated, but that they may actually have brought his body back and dropped it off to be in the area where it was found, because the currents of the water were wrong and all those little things. And there was, interestingly enough, there was a tow rope that was tied to the front of the canoe, so that somebody apparently had, in fact, towed the canoe out at some point in time, probably the evening that they terminated him. And he had no security at all. And by that, I mean, believe it or not, it's amazing. Here's the head of the Central Intelligence Agency, and he had no cameras even around his house, and his door was constantly just unlocked and left unattended. But because of his knowledge of all the things that go on, he always said that if anybody really wanted to get at me, they could. So he felt that it was kind of futile to go through all the extraordinary security moves that a lot of people do.
Well, if anybody has any question about the validity of this, we actually have a 4-CD set. It's called Deadly Assassins, where I interview a two professional CIA trained assassins, and I think both of them are dead. That we interviewed the gentleman who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton by our government, and said that we have interviews with them. We carry the book Target Patton. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they do kill people. They, without hesitation, because we're dealing with organized evil. That 4-CD set is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You must know what the real world is, not the make-believe world you live in.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Bob Fletcher, and he was intimately involved with the Iran-Contra situation, and I had a lot of information. And on the very day when, of course, a lot of information was coming about Oliver North, and most Americans thought that this handsome, Lieutenant Colonel Marine was a great guy. Basically, he was working right along with the bad guys. He was willing to do anything. He actually betrayed America. All of these people betrayed America. The Iran-Contra situation was not a matter of fighting communism. It was a matter of creating a great diversion and, of course, just selling drugs and weapons and the murder of about a million Iranians who died, certainly many of them of poison gas, intoxication. poison gas that was put out by Saddam Hussein, who used to work for the CIA. Poison gas that was put out by Saddam Hussein was used on the Iranians. And of course, but Bob was just talking about how certainly when a lot of information was coming out about Oliver North, why he was meeting with the chief investigator for the CIA and the chief investigator for the FBI in a hotel. Was that in Orlando, Florida?
It was in Orlando, Florida.
Okay, right ahead.
Well, it was kind of like it was a strange turn of events. It was, of course, I was very, very much aware of previous people that had been launched out of windows of these hotels. And here, like I say, I was also surprised that these two who had been, you know, recruited from the, brought in specially from CIA background and, also from the FBI, that these guys had flown out of Washington to meet with me on the very day that they had this big day there with Oliver North making his first testimony. And so it was kind of strange. All of a sudden I'm supposed to meet them on about the 10th floor of in a room in the hotel in Orlando. So I had my lawyer with me, which was my intent. They did not know that I was going to bring her with me, but I hadn't particularly told them. So I brought my lawyer along, and when we went in, they were not set up in any manner to do an appropriate interview. They had no intention of doing a complete interview of Bob Fletcher that day. Now, what their intention was, I'm not sure, but both of us, when we left, myself and my lawyer were concerned that I probably was going to be launched out the window. Because when these guys met me, they didn't have anything prepared, nothing at all. They randomly stuttered and stammered when they realized that I had brought my attorney with me, and they didn't even take notes of any serious extent. They didn't have pads out either. I mean, they were not even ready for this at all. So what the plan was, I'm not sure, but I know that when we got out, it was funny because as soon as we walked out of the room, and the interview was crazy. I mean, it was the stupidest thing I'd ever participated in years, whatever. But the moment we stepped outside, we both looked at each other and almost simultaneously said, "What in the world was that? You know, it was that ridiculous." And because I think strictly because they had my attorney with me, there would have had to have been two of us go out the window, and that wasn't going to happen. And, of course, we didn't eat any beverages, drink beverages or eat any little snacks while we were there intentionally also. So I didn't want to get unusually sleepy before I left their room. But that was just rather bizarre. And, of course, previously, when I was in the middle, it wouldn't have been a little bit after that, actually, in terms of time. Short time afterwards, I was dealing with John Kerry, who had done a follow-up, if you will, an extensive follow-up to the Contra inquiries. And I was working with him and his people for quite a while. This is approximately 1987. And one morning, when I was literally on the telephone with someone in Washington. If we're going to take a break, I'll finish up when we get back.
You go ahead. I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Okay. I was sitting in my office in Orlando, Florida, and a large station wagon pulled onto our lot where we were and slowly made a big, slow circle, aligned himself with my sliding glass doors, and in 2 seconds, he leaped his vehicle through the fence and crashed completely through my sliding glass doors, missed killing me by about 36 inches.
Well, I'm glad they missed. Hang on there, Bob. We'll be back. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a violent, violent world. We'll be right back.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan. Bob was intimately involved with the Iran-Contra situation because, of course, he had a toy company. Somebody came in, offered to put up a lot of money for the toy company. Bob was going to get rich, so he thought. And so he foolishly went into partnership with this guy who was really from the CIA. And they were going to use the toy company as the front for the Iran-Contra smuggling. So, of course, Bob ended up losing the toy company and losing a lot of money and almost losing his life. And but go right ahead. Bob was just telling us about the Christic Institute. Now, we have a woman in the calling area. Her name is Theodora. And Theodora certainly politically would be probably as far to the left as I am to the right. In fact, we're so extreme that we agree on most things.
Not I wear a Ron Paul's pin now.
God bless you, Theodore, but I want to tell you, I won't let Bob go ahead, but at the time I thought the Christic Institute was a subversive organization. I really believed they were all communists trying to discredit the good guys who were fighting communism. I look back on those days saying, how could I have been so stupid? But we get older and we get smarter. I think that Daniel Sheehan was very, very courageous. It cost him everything. They crushed him like you crush a bug. But, of course, I think looking back on this, they were trying to bring out the truth about the corruption that exists at the highest levels of our government and is really part of this whole brotherhood of darkness. But, Bob, you go ahead and tell the rest of the story.
Right. And again, I knew nothing. And all at that point in time, I was just trying to align myself with left people on the left, people on the right. Didn't make any difference. at that time for me, because the whole thing was so extraordinary. I was just trying to get to even understand what was going on. So anyhow, I contacted Christic Institute, and I simply said, I'm going to just say a few names. If these names mean anything to you, then let me know. And if they don't, well, then I'll just say goodbye. And, of course, I named two or three people that were directly involved with the takeover of my company and with the potential use as a covert front to cover up their activities. And, of course, the reaction was, as a matter of fact, I can remember it literally word for word. They simply said, oh, my God, you are right in the middle of this thing. And so then they said, do you know this? Do you know that? Well, it ended up that I became a federal witness, formally deposed for their which was, by the way, a racketeering, a federal RICO action, putting together the whole thing of the drugs, murder, assassinations, illegal weapon shipment, et cetera, and that whole thing was, in fact, a racketeering operation being run right by our executives out of the White House. And so that was the main line of the legal action. An awful lot of people jumped on this Christic Institute as being a communist, left field, left wing bunch of wackos. And of course, like you said, Stan, nobody really knew what we ended up turning up and what we exposed in the whole inquiry and all what all went on with that. And as a matter of fact, nobody still knows the whole picture like they should have. Like, for example, that in Costa Rica, the Admiral Poindexter and Oliver North were found guilty of murder and conspiracy and drug smuggling, and are actually in a condition, or had been for many, many years, that if they ever went down there, they would be arrested and put away for the rest of their lives. So it's something that most people are not even aware of, but that's how profuse the illegality was of everything that they were doing.
Well, Theodore, does that answer your question?
It does, and just confirmed that I thought we were on the right path then, but so much information comes out about disinformation agents that I thought I would check with you, and but I feel confirmed in my choice to work for Danny Sheehan and the Christic Institute back then. And I just want you to know a lot of people in Santa Cruz do know the truth of that time and what has been going on. And many of us here have been in the forefront of challenging the whole drug war, which has been used as a smokescreen to do a lot of these dastardly deeds.
Well, they were using and still have and had for many, many years prior to that, they have funded these top-level, above-secret operations, the covert wars and the covert assassinations and the arms that supply all of these little wars are funded tremendously by drugs, illegal drugs, and being directly, including being flown in to our own military air bases and offloaded at our air bases and utilizing even the military aircraft and personnel to do it, to do the shipping and the offloading. It's mind-boggling how profuse it is.
And if you are in the military and you tell the truth about it, they'll have you killed. And that is the reality, unfortunately, today, Theodore. I don't know why they didn't finish me off long ago, or Bob Fletcher. I like to think that maybe the Lord is preserving us. Anyway,
well,
God bless you.
Wear a Ron Paul button. He is the only leader at the national level who is challenging the drug war, the banksters, and the military-industrial complex.
God bless you. Thanks so much.
And thank you, too.
Bye-bye. Okay, go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and what happened, again, it was these three different events where without being paranoid, I really was very seriously considered that there were attempts to eliminate me. They failed to do it, and I'm still here. And, of course, I'm not anywhere near as big a pain in the neck or an important problem to the bad guys today, like I was back in 1987. The one event where the fellow came through my, actually drove through my glass, sliding glass doors of my office, was on ground level. The only thing that prevented me from being actually killed that day was the fact that his, the big old station wagon that he used, dropped down, the rear wheels dropped down into a large planter that we had right there in Florida with some shrubberies and what have you. And it actually hung up his vehicle so that the front end actually was full 4 feet inside of my my office, and the very back end hung up on the curb and prevented it from killing me. The other major, which was somewhat related to that, was in fact that I'm pretty positive that I was dusted. It's a long story. I won't get into it, the finite points of it. But the same person that ran through my wall, of course, they wrote that all up as being an accident. But the same person, I believe, dusted me because the following day, I was pretty young. I had a heart attack that they were unable to track until finally someone at the hospital actually said that they thought that maybe I had been dusted by a they made a crack that my blood showed up as if I had been dusted with a chemical or involved with a chemical, and they were trying to pursue it. But it appears that there was something that this guy physically placed actually on me. 24 hours later, I was in the cardiac ward for the hospital with a heart attack.
So well, at least you had a better than Mr. Breitbart did. He was the one who was releasing the videos on Barack Obama.
Right. It would have been, and it was just, and I was still very young. Now you have to, this was literally at a point in time where every day I was in Orlando now, but I was every day at that point on the telephone working either with a senator or a congressman or one of the investigators or the FBI or somebody via telephone as much as three calls or four calls a day. And I was really in the middle of it and starting to get a name out there in Washington where there was congressmen calling me and saying, hey, do you know anything about this, or can you help us with this? Or this is where Sonny Bono ended up getting involved with myself also. And I ended up, of course, doing that Central Intelligence and Drug report that I had passed on to Sonny. And of course, I'm positive that's what got him killed up on the ski slopes. But as a matter of fact, and I might mention that report, the CIA and drugs connections, is done on a DVD, and it's available. Anybody that's interested in that, that's it's probably one of the most total, comprehensive exposés of the Washington D.C. connection to drugs and illegal arms that's ever been done. And of course you handle that down there, so you people can get it by contacting you, and it's called the CIA and Drugs.
Well, you can also get it from Bob. Why don't you go ahead and get your website out and tell people how they get in touch with you?
Sure. It's if you go on the computer, it's bobfletcherinvestigations.com. And that's our website, bobfletcherinvestigations.com. Or you can drop me a note. It's Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. We have 8 investigations that are on a DVD available to anybody that wants to find out what's really going on.
And we should ask ourselves, we've had a war on drugs going all the way back to the time of Richard Nixon. Why are there more drugs today than before? Well, very, very simple, because the CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs anywhere in the world. We have a wonderful book put out by Rodney Stitz called Drugging America, another one called Defrauding America. The CIA is intimately involved in smuggling drugs. We have Sydney Forte upset. Is there really a war on drugs? And, of course, there's no war on drugs. But, of course, it's so ridiculous. The American people find it almost impossible to believe that we are actually pushing drugs all throughout the world. At the same time, we've made them illegal here, and we go to all this extent, it's all play acting, as if we're really against drugs. We are arming the drug, both sides of the drug war in Mexico. We certainly maintained the war in Vietnam for a long period of time, so that they could use the bodies of our returning servicemen, slice them open, throw away their intestines, and pack the abdominal cavities with drugs. If you doubt that, you need to get my interviews with Monica Jensen Stevenson in The Men We Left Behind, we carry her book, used copies of it, The Men We Left Behind, and you need to understand. But they can't let the American people, incidentally, Monica certainly was able to get the rights, copyright to her book back after the publisher refused to distribute it. They actually called in all the copies. Somebody ordered them to call in all the copies. They did. Monica got the copyright to the book back, moved to Canada with her husband for her personal safety, got a book republished up there, and somebody accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of the book. The book was called Kiss the Boys Goodbye. Kiss the Boys Goodbye. We have it in used form. Our four tapes, our tape set on that is The Men We Left Behind. My interviews with Monica Jensen Stevenson. We're not talking about something accidental. We're talking about something real. And it's these same people are going to plunge us into a horrible, horrible war with the Muslim world, and probably much sooner than you think. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right, and of course, when we were talking about the Christic legal action, what was amazing about there, and by the way, they, what happened, because everybody would be wondering, you know, they never heard about it, or what took place. It was one of these, of course, it's a very complex racketeering legal act, you know, like 10 days or 12, 15 days away, and I wanted to make sure that I was ready because I was going to testify, and as we did have a couple people, obviously, that starting to try to drop out of testifying, I was going to testify on my part what I could, and of course, I had already done a deposition, which were interesting because those of us who did depositions, we found out that when we went in and you go into a legal office or whatever, raise your hand and do a recorded deposition. And across from us, almost each one of us that was involved as the official witnesses, across from us was an assassin that was an admitted assassin for the drug cartels and was sitting as part of the defense team. Did nothing but sit next to the lawyer and stare at those of us who had our hand raised and doing our testimony in that legal action. So it's obviously the intent is, in plain words, was to scare the pudding out of us and to affect us in any way they could. It's all he did was sat there in front of the deposed witnesses. They didn't say anything, just sat. But what took place was that when the case was finally to be heard, we were all ready, and the Christic people had to move down. They took 30-day leases on properties, places where they could keep their staff and all that. They were completely moved down to Miami, expecting a 30-day court hearing, and a fellow named King, the judge down there. Once everybody got down in front of him, he basically simply said, I'm throwing this court case out, and I'm charging the Christic Institute lawyers $1 million for filing this charge against the people that you filed against
And, why didn't they ever appeal that, Bob? I often wondered. Why didn't they appeal it?
They did appeal it. The appeal came up. They threw the appeal out and charged them, I think, another $100,000 for filing the appeal on some outrageous basis, and made the Acrystic pay for everybody's expenses, and all the crooks had their legal fees paid by the Acrystic.
Hold that thought.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Affiliated with it, and but fortunately, we do have some judges out there who are honest people. Well, we also have some of the finest judges that money could buy. Bob, parting thought before we let you go.
That's why I got nothing else to say. What can we say?
All right, God bless you. We'll get together again real time. This has been a great program. I really enjoy it. What if you're out there in the listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, certainly we do carry the DVD on the CIA that Bob Fletcher's put together. We carry a book written by one of the leading scientists in America, our good friend Dr. Garth Nicholson. It's the story of how they attempted to kill him because he was exposing the things that were going on when they were actually killing people who were investigating an epidemic in Huntsville, Texas. The book is called Project Daylily. Project Daylily. There's one L in Lily, but you'll find the book fascinating. We have the four tape set on Deadly Assassins, or actually it's a four CD set. We have the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman, written by a liberal. His name is John Perkins, but it's an excellent book. We recommend it. We have a four tape or CD set called Economic Hitman, and Sidney Perkins simply talks about how when he was working for the upper echelons of our government, why he came, was sent all over the world to go to various countries to get those countries into debt so they could control the various countries throughout the world. Well, they ran into an honest world leader, a national leader. Why, they would either have him replaced or have a revolution, or they would have him killed. And he talks about how he would bring in the jackals. That's a 4-CD set. The Economic Hitman, the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman, the 4-CD set. Deadly Assassins, you'll hear my interviews with CIA assassins. And, of course, you certainly would want to get some of the material we have from Bob Fletcher, who's been on the front lines of this battle for a very long period of time, and they've tried to do him in. Fortunately, they haven't done it. They've badly damaged his health, but at least he's still alive. And I always enjoy having Bob on, because on many subjects, even though we've never discussed them before, he will be able to fill in information that I know, and I can fill in information that he knows. I think we're a great team, so I hope you enjoy our programs. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Now, how do we understand what's going on today? Well, there really is organized evil in the world. Organized, well-financed. In fact, these people control the wealth of the world. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's why you need to listen to my talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus that goes with that, so you can actually read the original documentation of much of this. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get my talk on the Dark Secret. The Dark Secret, and get the syllabus that goes with that. There's so much information out there. To help you understand what's going on, please go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can, of course, listen to our programs there on the Internet, by radio, by shortwave, by satellite. We ask you to watch our DVDs. They're free. There's another section that calls videos around on the Internet. It's excellent. You can read our newsletters. It's all there. It's all free. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we can certainly use your financial help. But if you're not, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty. Please pray for our provision and our protection. Pray for Ron Ray. Pray for Dr. Orly Talitz, who's exposing Barack Obama. And she'll be our guest tomorrow evening at the same time.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with gold. God bless America.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 8th of May, 2012. It is Tuesday. If you're not feeling well right now, you will after this show, I think. We got so much good news. A lot of it has to do with Ron Paul. If you saw last night on Fox where they actually admitted, I mean, they had to cover it, Ron Paul is gaining in delegates. That's right. It was huge. And as a result, they're having to cover it. Because they can't all of a sudden say, wow, he was at the convention, he got votes. Well, how did that happen? We never knew that. Well, he's getting a lot.